Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning we're going to be taking a look at the gospel lesson which you had just previously heard read. And this is a gospel lesson that not only speaks to them, but speaks to us today as well. It is one that really there are two major points at which we need to take out of there. First of all, that there is evil everywhere around us and how true that is for us today. And secondly, that we don't understand and we do need to understand the holiness of God. First of all, let's take a look at the fact that evil is all around us. What we have to understand is that it is. But many people today act as if evil is not there. In fact, when we look at our lives today, when we look at the way that we do things, we really act kind of like this group of Aborigines that were in South Africa during the period of time at which the British Empire was expanding itself throughout that region. The way it really kind of goes is like this. Is that during that time, as the British were scattering, there was this group of people. And they were fierce fighters. They were ones that did not want the British Empire to be there whatsoever. And as they came, they were strangers to them. They looked different than them. And they didn't want to have anything to do with them, but they were a warrior tribe. And so what they did was they fought fierce battles against the British Empire. However, every once in a while, as the battles continued to go on, they noticed that when their numbers began to dwindle, that they would actually run and they would hide behind trees. Well, this was kind of strange to them because the thing about it was that even though that they were hiding, they could still see them. But yet they didn't fight in the same way that they battled when they were out in the open. And eventually what they came to find out was that this group of Aborigines, what they thought was that when they were behind the tree, and if they could not see their enemy, then the enemy wasn't there. It was a situation where they didn't comprehend that they might be able to still be seen. And so as they hid, of course, the British Empire, the British armies had no problem picking them out and captured them and put them into captivity. But you know, isn't that really the way that we kind of think today? That just because we cannot see the enemy doesn't mean that the enemy can't see us? Isn't that the way we live our lives out there as human beings? Thinking that danger is not around us, that evil is not all around us? Sure, as we look at our world today, things like terrorism and those kind of dangers, that kind of evil, it's obvious and it's out there and we see it, but we still kind of hide from it. But that's not the only danger that we have in our lives. We have that danger from sin, that danger from our flesh, our human flesh. And we got to realize that it's ever and it's present. You know, we hear today an awful lot of people that talk about the fact that we live in this life and we kind of go about our things and we think that in general people are good. That everything's good and that as long as I hide out, there's no evil around. And that's what Jesus speaks about and what they think about here in our text. What was the situation? It was a situation in which Jesus was out. It was the Sabbath. It was Sunday morning. Actually, for them, it was Saturday night. But for all intents and purposes, it's just like us here today on Sunday morning. And Jesus went into the synagogue and he began to preach. And he began to preach from that word of God. He preached. And in fact, there was something about him that was different from the way that the scribes and the Pharisees had taught. And in fact, when he talked as if he had authority. He talked as if he knew what he was talking about. He talked as if he was certain in exactly what it was that he was saying. And in fact, that's exactly the way that we should be whenever we talk about the Word of God. Is that we know that it carries authority in that. But who would have thought that in the middle of his sermon, that someone would get up and heckle him? That someone would be out there, that there would be a demon sitting in present. But that's exactly what happened. In fact, as Jesus was teaching there, all of a sudden this guy that was possessed by the demon, all of a sudden got up and started spouting off stuff. In fact, he looked at him and says, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus? Why are you here? Why are you talking? We know who you are." And it was then that Jesus said, "Shut up and get out of him. Get out of here. We don't need your kind here." And what happened? He got up. He left that guy. And the demon left. But not before he identified and said, "We know who you are." And by the way, doesn't it say we? We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. That's where his authority came from. But see, the thing about it is, though, is we think that when we come in here on Sunday morning, we think we're safe. We think we're safe just because we're here. That danger and evil is not around. But the reality of it is that, yes, evil is here and it's present even in this place. And we have to be careful. We have to be aware of it. We can't be like those Aborigines that hid behind the thing, thinking that it doesn't have us in our sights. Because believe it or not, that's exactly the lies that Satan wants us to be. First of all, the first lie we've got to realize is that Satan wants us to think that he's only one. But he's not. Sure, he's the leader, but he's got many, many demons on his side. He's got many of those who would possess and who would take and who would convince us that not to hear the words of God. In fact, it's one of those things, like a lot of pastors don't like to bring it out this way, but I think there's some truth in this. We've seen the old cartoons where you had an angel on one side and a demon on the other, and both of them are whispering in your ears. I think that they are. And I guarantee you that even while you're sitting here right now, there's probably one of them whispering in your ears and say, "Oh, come on, really? What that pastor is saying up there? What Pastor Weldon is saying to you? Oh, do you really believe that? Is that really the way that it is? Did Jesus really say that? Is he really speaking with authority?" And see, that's the danger of it is that somebody might even listen to him. After all, we do take a look at it, and we look at who's here this morning. You know, the fact that there are those that have other things to do. They use the world, the dangers of the world, and say, "Oh, come on, look at it snow out there. Gosh, there's already been, I know when I left, there was about an inch and a half already out there, and gosh, it's been snowing even more. The roads are bad and everything. Wouldn't it be better just simply to stay here and stay in bed? Oh, it's safer." God would want you to do that, wouldn't he? You see, that's the thing is, and the danger in that is this, is that the whole reason that we come to church is so that we're strengthened. And we're made, first of all, we're made aware, but we're also strengthened by God. We're strengthened by the Word. We're reminded about the baptism that we have through Jesus Christ. That in that baptism, what He did is they put that water upon us, and that the Holy Spirit entered us, and it was that day that we became children of God. It's that day and that every day that we live in that situation to remember that God has got us and his promises that nothing will ever take us away. But see, Satan doesn't want us to know that. Satan doesn't want us to believe in that. He wants to think that every day that we're vulnerable to him. And then we also come here to receive, the body and blood of Christ. This morning in the early service, they received that. And by doing that, they've taken that and God reminds us that our sins are forgiven. And actually what he does is he refreshes us through that very body and blood. And we know that when we walk away from this rail, When we get up and we walk back to our pews, that those sins that we have in our life, no matter what it is, has been wiped away. And because of that, we have eternal life. You see, the danger of it is that we won't be in the pews. The danger is that we won't receive those gifts. And oh, by the way, the other danger there is that if we're not here, we don't have each other to encourage one another. You see, that's why the church comes together. It's so that we can not only worship together and confess our sins together, but it's so we can also support one another. The reason that you're here is because of one another. The reason that Phyllis is here is for Dennis. And Dennis is here for David. And David is here for Bill. And Bill's here for Trudy. And so on and so forth. You see, that's why we're here. Because God knows that we live in a dangerous world and we need to encourage one another. And we need to help each other stay away from sin. We need to help each other realize that we're all children of God. And so what we do is we have to realize that everywhere around us there's danger. And the danger can be great, but it can also be small. But if we really understand it, and the truth is that even the smallest of sin brings the greatest of danger. There are those out there. And we have to be careful with it. There are those out there. And it doesn't matter who you are, because there are churches out there that have already fallen prey. There are those that look at certain things in this world, certain things that the flesh wants and enjoys and has fun with. And they say it's not a sin. There are churches out there that teach that some of the things that God says is not the way that it is. Because the danger is that our flesh not only wants to hear those words, but we want to revel in it. It's fun sometimes. In fact, our sinful flesh enjoys it. After all, how many of you that got up this morning and looked at it, that snow out there, would have much rather stayed in bed and sat there curled up with a nice little book, or maybe even got a few more minutes of sleep? I got somebody in the back that's waving. Believe me, that's not unlike the feeling that I have sometimes on these cold mornings. I don't like the cold. If I could do it, I would have in a General Assembly meeting, I would outlaw the cold weather. But somehow it won't work. But the thing about it is that we've got to be careful, because that's what the flesh wants to do. In fact, one of the things that I'm blessed with is that I get some of the newer books that are out there that are written. Glenn, because of his TV show, because of his radio show, he gets books from authors. And what he does is he brings them in for me. I think he wants me to read them and kind of give him some stuff on it to see whether he wants to interview these people or not. But I've read this one book. I've started reading this one book, and it's by a pastor or somebody that claims to be a pastor. And basically this author of this book has written this book and has basically said how to be a Christian without going to church. Oh, how the flesh loves that. How to be a Christian without being in a church. And she says, I mean, this is an ordained minister by one of the other churches. And she says, it's really a great thing to be in church and to be there. And I love liturgy, but what a great thing how I can be able to be a Christian and not have to go on Sunday mornings. I can just curl up on those cold Sunday mornings. You see, what we have to do is that's how Satan works. He whispers in his ears and he says, does God really say that? God was the one that said that we need to be in church. God was the one that told us that we need to hear that word of God, that we need to come together as his people. In the words of St. Paul, he says, and the words of St. Luke, they tell us that in the early church, that the people came together and they devoted themselves to the preaching and the preaching of the apostles and to the fellowship and to the breaking of the bread. That's what this is all about. And the danger is that our flesh doesn't want that. And Satan knows that. And he's out there working hard. Hard to turn us away from that Word of God. He sits there and he whispers. And that's the danger. And that's the evil that's out there. It's even in our churches. The greatest danger is that he tries to convince us that God's not holy. Did God really say that? Did God really intend that? Is he really going to keep his promises to you? That's really what the gospel message that we hear today is that even the demons know who Jesus was. And that when he spoke with the authority of Scripture. And if it's good enough for Jesus Christ, it should be good enough for us. You see, the thing about it is we don't understand the holiness of God. We don't truly understand it because everything we see is through the eyes of the broken lenses of sin. But we have to see God for who He is. He is the one with the power that created us. This ball that's floating here out in space. He simply spoke His word and it came into power. I mean, He came into existence. That's His power. That there is no authority here on earth and heaven, no matter where, that's over Him. And that even the demons, when He speaks, they come to attention. They obey His commands. They obey Him. See, that's the problem. And sometimes what we want to do is we want to follow the broken, the evilness, rather than following the one who has the power over everything. There will be a day when everybody will know that. There will be a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But until then, Satan is going to work hard to try to convince us that we can be taken away, that we can fall, that we can. Does God really love us that much? But it's there that we live in that holiness of God, that holiness that's perfect. When we love one another, we can love each other and we can still argue and fight and treat each other bad. But with God, when He says and He loves perfectly. Which means it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're man or woman, child, whether you're brown, black, white, whatever, whether you're green, red, or yellow. It doesn't matter who you are, that the love of God extends to you and it's a perfect love. A love that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross in order to take away your sins, to take away the sins of the world so that all may know. And the promise is there's nothing in this universe, there's nothing in all of creation that's going to be able to take you from that. That's what the holiness of God is all about. The fact that He is above all this stuff, and when He says something is, it is what it is. There's no questions, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That when God says that you're my child, that means that you're His child. That when God says your sins are forgiven, that your sins are forgiven. They're gone. They are no more. He doesn't remember them. He doesn't hold them against you. He doesn't look back 20 years later and say, oh, remember when you did this. When He says it's gone. Because that's what perfection does. That's what the holiness of God is. Is that everything is done in perfection. Everything is done out of His majesty. And He shows mercy upon each one of us. You see, that's what it is. And we've got to realize that God is holy. God is blameless. God is without sin. And God is powerful. That when He speaks with the word. The word of eternity. And so there's nothing that can take. And so what we have to do is what we have to remember from all of this is this. That as we look at our lives today, and the message is brought to us is that we have to first of all understand that evil is out there and it's all around us. It's always seeking to devour us. But yet in our lives we look We look to our faith, and we look to the holiness of God, because that is where our refuge is. That's where our sanctuary is. It's in Jesus Christ. It's in God our Father, and it's in the Holy Spirit. For it's there, and it's only there, that we can find the comfort, that we can find the power, that we can find the strength to face this world of evil. Because what's at the other end is this: life eternal. That's the promise. And that was paid with the blood of Jesus Christ. So you live your life in the holiness of God. Look to Him in all things. And He will sustain you. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.